ಏತನ್ಮೇ ಸಂಶಯಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಛೇತುಂ ಅರ್ಹಸ್ಯ ಶೇಷತಃ ತದನ್ಯಃ ಸಂಶಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ಯ ಛೇತ್ತಾ ನಹಿ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ 6.39. ಏತನ್ಮೇ ಸಂಶಯಂ, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಸಂಶಯ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಛೇತುಂ ಅರ್ಹಸ್ಯ ಶೇಷತಃ, please destroy this doubt thoroughly, asheshatah, without keeping anything behind. Tadanyah samshaya syasya, apart from you, for the destruction of this doubt, chetta nahi upapadyate, there is no other chetta, there exists no one who can remove the doubt that you this doubt the way you can. So now the etanme samshayam krishna, so the word krishna is being used again by Arjuna in just the space of a few verses. Earlier in 6.35 he had used 6.34 he had used chanchalam hi manah krishna, and here it said etanme samshayam krishna. It's a very, although they are discussing lofty philosophy and many esoteric yogic truths, at its heart the Bhagavad Gita is a conversation between two people, two individuals, and they are having a bond of love between them. They are affectionate to each other, and in their affection, mutual affection, is the conversation of lofty philosophical truths going on. So this is a personal doubt that Arjuna has, personal in the sense that this is a doubt not just of some abstract philosophical question, it's a doubt about the destination of someone, destination of a yogic seeker, and Arjuna is placing himself in the position of that yogic seeker and naturally asking this question. So he's making it a very personal question. Etanme samshayam krishna, this is my question, krishna, this is my samshaya. Chittum arhasya sheshatah, please, chittum means to cut, rip apart, destroy. Arhasya, you it behooves you to do this. Asheshatah, completely, without anything left, any remnants. Earlier, Arjuna had been told by Krishna that you should give up all selfish desires without any exception. He had said that sanishchayena yoktavya yogo anirvinna chetasaha sankalpa prabhavan kamams tyaktva sarvana sheshataha manasaivendriya gramam vinyamya samantataha. 6.24, if we see, it is asheshataha. Asheshataha is, Krishna is saying that don't leave any material desires. Give it up all completely. Now here he is continuing that theme. And Arjuna is using the same word. And he is using the similar theme. Now, Krishna, you had told me to give up all material desires. Now I request you to remove all my doubts. Remove this doubt entirely. Chittum arhasya asheshataha. Please remove the doubt completely. Normally, doubts are natural to us as human beings because our conceptions as well as our perceptions are limited. Our perceptions refer to what we can perceive with our senses. Our conceptions refer to what we can conceive with our mind. Both are limited. And when we encounter something that does not gel with our perceptions or our conceptions, then we get doubts. So, for example, if a tribal has never heard of cell phones and say, the tribals are living on some island in the middle of the ocean, and some some ship crew comes over there, and then the captain of the ship crew has got a cell phone and is holding that and is talking. Now the if the tribe's person is told that this person is talking with his wife who is 10,000 miles away from here, he'll say, "Are you joking? You know, he's just, maybe he's mad. How can he be talking like that?" So there's nothing in their perception or conception that can gel with the idea that this is a, that this could be possible. So they just can't accept it. It is said that when the first Native Americans saw a giant ship coming, you know, they just kept staring and staring and staring at it. So the Europeans who had come there, they became unnerved, because without any reaction, the Native Americans were just staring at it. So the Native Americans had never seen anything like this, and so they had no conception with against which to compare this. They had no way to make any sense of what they were seeing. They just kept observing. So now, when we talk about spiritual truths, about post-mortem destinations, about things which are beyond our perceptions, and things about which our conceptions are at best hazy and uninformed, hazy because we really don't know what happens after death in terms of our own perception. And so at such times it's natural to have doubts. So rather, when we get doubts about some statements in scripture, rather than seeing those doubts as either a problem with the scripture or a problem with ourselves, we should see those doubts as a natural state of affairs given the limitedness of our perception and conceptions. Now scripture gives us a way to move ahead in life in spite of the limitedness of our conception and perceptions. And that is, we enlighten ourselves with scripture. Just as when nature darkens the world by, say, setting the sun and having an overcast sky at night so that there is very little light, at that time we can use a torch and we can create some light by which we can move on. So we can't stay in the natural order of things in terms of making light into day, but we can create adequate illumination for ourselves using a torch. Similarly, we cannot change the limitedness of our perceptions and conceptions, but we can illumine ourselves with knowledge coming from the unlimited. And when we get knowledge from the unlimited, because he's unlimited, his perceptions are perfect. His conceptions are the most precise reflection of reality. And Krishna especially speaks about spiritual truths. He is the authority for informing us about spiritual truths, because he knows what is what. And in so many fields in our life, we do rely on authorities, although the postmodern ethos is highly anti-authoritarian. But even in accepting the postmodern ethos of anti-authoritarianism, people are accepting the authority of those who are telling us to defy authority. So in that sense, they are not rejecting authority entirely. They are rejecting only those who are considered authority, and by accepting as authority others who are not considered as authorities. So we just cannot escape from the principle of accepting authority. And now the way ahead is not to reject authority per se, but to evaluate authority based on the trustworthiness of that authority. So here Arjuna is telling Krishna that padanya samshayasyasya chetta nahi upapadyate, and apart from you there is no one who can dispel this doubt. Why is that? Because Krishna is the supreme person. Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna is the person who gives intelligence to everyone who is intelligent in this world. Apart from Krishna, no one else has the knowledge independent of him. Whoever has any knowledge that comes from Krishna, this will all be revealed in the Bhagavad Gita's next section, where Krishna will explain Buddhir Buddhimata Amasmi and Yadvid Vibhuti Mat Sattvam, and how he is the intelligence of the intelligent, how all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of his splendor, which means that the intelligence of the intelligent also comes from a spark of Krishna's splendor. So essentially, by accepting the authority of Krishna, we can transcend the limitations imposed by our limitedness. Just as we can't change either the shape of our the structure of our eyes or the nature of nature by which we will be able to see, by which either there will be sun at night or our eyes will get the capacity to see in darkness. But we can get some supplementary device such as a torchlight by which we can see. Similarly, we cannot change the limitedness of our sense, perceptions and conceptions. But by getting knowledge from the Absolute Truth, who is unlimited, whose perceptions and conceptions harmonize with reality in the fullest way, we can gain proper knowledge for making the right choices in our life and attaining the best destination at the end of our life. So that's what that faith we need to have, and Arjuna is expressing that faith here by saying that, Krishna, I'm sure that you can destroy this doubt, so please do so. So how Arjuna Krishna responds, we'll discuss in the next blocks. Thank you.